Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back. We have Dr. Miranda Wiley, naturopathic physician, with us explaining the wonderful benefits of medicinal mushrooms. So if you have medicinal mushrooms in basically fungi, and you have candida, should you be using mushrooms at all?
It depends on the mushroom. Three at least have been shown to have very potent anti-candida effects. So again, keeping in mind that mushrooms' biggest enemy out in the wild are other fungal spores. So they're a great resource and reservoir for antifungal compounds. So the three particular are reishi, shiitake. So those are readily available at the grocery store. You can chop them up, throw them in some soup, or again, saute them with garlic. I tend to really like my garlic. And maitake, which is also an edible mushroom, but not one that we tend to see on the shelves here in Canada. But those three have very specific anti-candida effects and would be a wonderful addition to an anti-candida protocol.
So they're a wonderful addition in diet. And would it be therapeutic to take them as a supplement too if you struggle with candida?
Yeah, well, reishi you can't use dietarily. The reishi mushroom itself is rock hard, kind of feels like a piece of wood. Mm-hmm. So it requires a fair amount of processing and extraction. So in a capsule form is the easiest way for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best mushroom for energy?
Again, depends on why that person has low energy. So in general, if someone's low energy, I'm looking at, you know, low iron, low B vitamins, low adrenals, and low thyroid. Mm-hmm. The ones that's going to be best for adrenals are anything that's are adaptogens. So adaptogens are herbs that work on our brain to help regulate our stress response. Reishi, again, kind of shines and comes out ahead. Cordyceps is another wonderful adaptogenic herb, and they're so potent. And again, we get that totality being greater than the sum of the parts. So Host Defense has a product that's 50% reishi, 50% cordyceps. It's called Cordichi. And so that's just a magnificent formula for people who are run down, exhausted, and need to get a little bit more pep in their step.
Okay. And generally, even in the first bottle, you feel the difference?
Yeah, I've taken a lot of adrenal support throughout my time in, you know, medical school and life-throwing curveballs. And when I started on Cordichi, I noticed it within a couple of days. And I wasn't new to adaptogenic herbs at that point. Mm-hmm. So I'd already had them in my system. It's absolutely fantastic.
So they really feed the adrenals, like the reishi feeds the adrenals. It's a great adaptogen.
They're helping to normalize our response to stress. So, you know, the molehills that easily become mountains when we're feeling overwhelmed, we become a little bit more resilient. Reishi also has effects in normalizing blood sugar. So when our blood sugar is crashing, we tend to become more irritable, less able to cope with stresses that come our way. So we get that added benefit from the reishi. Again, the anti-inflammatory effects, sort of helping to support cortisol levels. Just wonderful, wonderful mushrooms.
Would the reishi nourish the thyroid to help it function better?
I don't have any studies on that, So I don't know. It's not my go-to for thyroid function, although when treating the thyroid, there's only so far we can get if the adrenals are malfunctioning underneath. Mm-hmm. So as part of a thyroid protocol, I generally do want to treat the adrenals, and in that way I would consider reishi, cordyceps, cordichi, or other mushrooms, but not as a direct target for the thyroid itself, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you don't know which mushroom to use, which one should I start with just for general health if I'm just starting to play with mushrooms?
Well, if we're just going with one, when in doubt, choose reishi. You really can't go wrong. There's Paul has a number of books. One of them is called Mycomedicinals, and it's 17 herb materia medica with over 300 references. And he has another book called Mycelium Running on how mushrooms can save the world. And in those, there's a wonderful cross index. And reishi checks pretty much all the boxes except for being a sexual potentiator, so it doesn't do anything for libido. Cordyceps does. So when we mix the two together, we really are covering all of our bases. If we're looking for more of a mushroom multi for sort of overall immune function, a little bit of everything, you know, day by day, the stem at 7. You're getting the reishi, the cordyceps, the lion's mane. It's a nice, well-rounded blend that really tonifies every part of the body.
Okay, so it sounds like there's some great products under the Host Defense brand. What would be some of the reasons to choose Host Defense?
Host Defense, predominantly for the quality. So you've got really one of the leading world mycologists. This is his baby that he founded. And we talked before about organic mushrooms and how to create them rather than having them out in the wild. Mushrooms in their main habitat are our main decomposers. They're, you know, turning over the tree that falls in the forest so that there's nutrients in the soil to grow new life. But they're also great bioaccumulators. They pick up toxins from the world around. So after the Chernobyl disaster, 30 years ago, there was a mushroom they found downwind that had hyperaccumulated radioactive compounds, radioactive cesium, 10,000 times outside the outside environment. So we don't necessarily want to be going out and just harvesting mushrooms because they're going to be picking up whatever they've cleansed out of the environment, and we don't want to take that into our system. When they're grown in this controlled environment, we have them being certified organic, which is, you know, huge, and grown out with this this process of a little bit on a Petri dish, take that. It's a pure, very potent, purified substance that they can then study directly. And some of his products have been used in medicinal research at various schools and has been published. So he's kind of being the go-to guy.
Wow. And you've got to work with him and study with him?
No, I've attended some of his lectures. He's a tough man to pin down, but every time he comes to town, I go and I'm just mesmerized for 2-3 hours. No one moves for a bathroom break. He's just such a dynamic speaker and so passionate about mushrooms and really the impact on the world. His latest initiative is how to use mushrooms to prevent colony collapse disorder. So he's fighting the bees and supporting the bees in their current struggle to keep pollinating the world.
And what are some of the most fascinating things that you've learned about mushrooms that are just amazing, that aren't like anything else that grows on this planet?
Well, a lot of it comes from the book Mycelium Running, which, and again, his talks. But mushrooms, sort of their role in supporting the ecosystem. So they've done some studies where, you know, you have, say, coniferous trees and deciduous trees in a forest, and if one of them's lacking nutrients, the mycelia, this dense underground network of very, very fine filaments, can redirect nutrients from one part of the forest to the other area that needs it and help to support the growth of those trees as part of that diversity of the ecology. It's just, it's fascinating, the intelligence to think that these mushrooms have and are exerting in controlling our world.
So do they have a brain? They're not just like a plant. They know where to go and what to do.
Well, they don't have a brain, but we know that they are, you know, we are their closest relatives, and there seems to be some sort of element of that nervous system. How they do it, I'm not clear, but it's the fact that we're seeing that they do it, and then ongoing research needs to be done, like how are they communicating that and deciding where things go. So Mycelium Running is just a fascinating book. It takes you through the medicinal element, but also, you know, the reforestation and the global impact of mushrooms and what we're doing to our world.
Dr. Miranda, we're going to have to wrap up, but let us know how we can find out more about mushrooms as a layperson, or where to go if we're pharmacists or practitioners wanting to study more or know more.
Yeah, so mushroomreferences.com is great for getting all of those resources. So if you have someone who's evidence-based or science-minded, you're speaking with your medical doctor, your pharmacist, that's a great reference for them to access to actually get the literature, what's been published behind these mushrooms. Host Defense, of course, has their own website. And then it depends on your interest. If you're interested in the medicinal side, his book, Mycomedicinals, is a great resource. He does do a talk once a year, a weekend once a year, up at Hollyhock on Cortez Island, which would be a wonderful event to attend. Mm-hmm. Mycelium Running is the other book that just gives you that broader impact of what these mushrooms can do for our home, our bodies, and our planet.
Thank you so much for being on the program with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd also like to thank all the stations across Canada who broadcast our show. Have a healthy and happy day.